Lies, deception, and guess what, y'all? We find out that Mayor Lancaster and Bella have a child together. Stay tuned, because we about to spill all this tea. This is the Ambitions
You're
After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. This is very...
Yes, girls, the music. Okay.
Yes, the music. Yes.
Hey, guys. Welcome back, everybody. This is week two, and we are here to talk about episode two of your favorite show, Ambitions, because it got real juicy tonight. Mm-hmm. But before we get into all of that, I want to let you know that I am one of your hosts, AJ, and I got all the tea and keep it here because, you know, I'm real petty, so.
And all the hosts.
I'm real petty, so y'all got to stay now. Now... I also have the lovely Mr. Buzz. I know you guys missed him last week.
Yes, y'all
back.
Did. Yes, hey. Y'all did. Yes, y'all did. I'm back.
And now, everyone, we have the Queen of Atlanta herself. She is from the Peachtree State. Okay, hey, Tequila.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. And y'all thought Bella was on the top? Well, guess what? We got Rocky here, and she got all the tea for Bella.
All the juice.
Yes.
A lot of gang on that gangsta.
Yes,
all the
girl.
Time.
So... we have so much to talk about from tonight's episode, y'all. We got a special segment. We got the news and gossip. We got a lot going on. But before we get into it, I need to know what your overall thoughts are. Mr. Buzz, I'll start with you.
They just low down and dirty on the show, baby. They're just, you know, laying low and spread it wide, according to Miss Evelyn Braxton. Mm. I was like, woo, child.
They did.
Yeah.
Sequoia, what about you? Overall thoughts?
I think we're just getting started. I'm ready, actually, to see who's going to get that first axe. Somebody. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's coming soon.
Axe,
somebody's
going to
get it. Axe, like cut off at the neck, at the waist,
like
at the knee.
Die.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or
okay.
come up missing.
I'm weak. Okay.
Right. Or okay. come up one, missing. One, one or the other. Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing. I felt like episode one was like, okay, we're getting acclimated. I'm getting to know these new people, this situation. But this episode two was like, oh, okay, we're dropping gems. We're doing reveals. It's like a whole thing. So I'm excited to see where the season will go, especially with it being a Will Packer, you know, produced project. I'm very excited. Obviously, Oprah, that's amazing. So I can only expect great things.
I definitely agree with you. So, I mean, let's not waste any time. Let's just go and get into what everyone wants to hear us talk about. Mayor Lancaster and Bella. Now, Mayor Lancaster, who is played by Brian White, and Bella, who's also played by Erica Page. And also, you guys, she will be a guest on the show in the upcoming week. So stay tuned. I'll remind you guys. So, let's just start with this little side piece. Chick thing. So, Bella, she pulls the typical side chick shenanigans by snapping pics of Mayor Lancaster while he's sleeping.
First of all, I'm a little iffy on the side chick because there's apparently a relationship there. The title, because she's not married and he is, but he's giving her time. She has a whole condo he's living in.
Okay.
So essentially, yes. I think that's just more leverage for her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's if you want to categorize it, side chick theory, yeah or not. And she's willingly in this relationship. She's in love and she thinks he loves her. So I feel like that is a relationship. How immoral it is or wrong as we see it as societal, that is a relationship according to the two of them, at least.
So she's not a side chick.
No.
What? Okay, so what's
the word?
The only reason you're saying side chick is because he's married. That is the only thing.
No,
that's a title. That is a relationship.
Okay,
though. Regardless, the term of it has been coined side chick, but apparently, or evidently, Robin was her actual name, not Robin
Stephanie.
Given. Sorry, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Stephanie knows he's out there doing something. She didn't say stop. So, she didn't say put an end to it. So this whole circle of a triangle of relationship is there. I don't think she's a side chick. I think you're only saying side chick because we know that he is married to someone else. But they have a whole live relationship. Anytime you're putting somebody up, maybe we call it sugar daddy in this time. I don't know. But you have a whole live child with
this
person.
So you don't think side chick is the appropriate term?
No.
Let me tell you why I disagree with you, child.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, he ain't sleeping in that bed waking up in the morning time. And that categorizes you as a side chick.
You're on the side.
But he did that this episode.
No. He got up in the middle of the night. That's why she got mad. And he went back home to his wife while she stayed in her bed alone. So that makes her a side chick to me.
We don't know. He came home. We don't know what happened. When she got naked, before he walked out the door, he turned around and was like, let me jump in that shower. So the sun had risen, I'm sure, because when he got to his mansion home, breakfast was already there.
Okay. Well, I do have a question. Rocky, I got a question for you.
Okay,
so she was taking pictures and recording videos. Ooh, what do you think she's going to do with that? Is she going to blackmail him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we saw that in this episode, that obviously if he's not doing exactly what she wants him to do when she wants him to do it, then she gets an attitude, she feels some type of way. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she definitely has some type of anger, especially with her being, I'm gonna, coin her to be a mistress side chick, whatever you want to call it. She's not the main chick, and clearly they have some type of background relationship and obviously some other things that they need to talk about in the future. So yes, I think she's more important than a side chick, but she is still on the side. So she is that, but all in all, I think that was petty. I don't know anyone who would just take pictures like you pulled his, like, it just was a lot. Like, I feel like, one, if this is, when we get into this special person that may be connected to him, if they are connected, you're only going to embarrass that person when they get older. Mm-hmm. So why would you do that? Who knows? We'll see.
Okay. And but Evelyn, he been feeding her lies. Bella said he going to marry her.
Yeah.
He's been paying for her love. He's promised to help fund her business. Okay. So, I mean, is he selling Bella a dream, Mr. Buzz? What you think?
I think that, out of everything, was probably the part I did not agree with. I'm a big component of do you, boo, do you, right? Mm-hmm. But don't lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing is, if you're going to be with her and you're going to make her side chick or not, or sugar daddy, whatever the term or the colloquialism that you want to use, that's fine. But be honest about it. You know you ain't leaving your wife, right? You know that this is just going to run its course. You know
do
that
you
just
that?
A fine piece of thing. I believe that, because at this point you gotta, well, I don't know.
Well, wait, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that what is his name? Do you think that he's gonna leave Stephanie?
After she put a gun in my head, I would, but that's just me. I digress.
I think that pairing is too. Yeah, I think that pairing is too strong. They've aligned this.
That's like Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's a business arrangement. They married.
So who do you guys blame in this situation then?
Well, guys, in the live chat, Simone is definitely agreeing. She said that she think Bella was snapping pics for insurance.
Yeah. She said Bella is pissing her off. Me too. Me too.
Yes. And Karen said that, yes, she is a side chick. Mm-hmm. And that she's going to blackmail the mayor. So,
of course.
Ooh, keep telling us what your thoughts are on the live chat, y'all. We watching. We reading them. Mm-hmm.
But my question is, does Stephanie know already? Like, does she know it's Bella who her husband is with?
No.
Absolutely not. She wouldn't have her up there dressing her like that.
Yeah.
then again, you may be onto something, because she plays chess.
Exactly.
And so she could be trying to keep him.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. So
We don't know that. She's speculating.
Yeah.
She's speculating that she may know.
Okay. So she's got something in her back pocket.
But that's true. Yeah. Keep your enemies close.
Yeah. Your friends close, your enemies
and
closer.
Stephanie is crazy. Like I saw you guys' episode last time. And you, for real, Robin Givens plays crazy so well.
She does. Girl. Yes. It's really all in her facial expressions and eyes, too. Yeah.
She's I'm... Like, even just when she sat down and she thought that... Titus was coming to meet her, and it ended up being, I keep referring to Essence Atkins, but...
Amara.
Yeah, and it's just so funny. She literally was like, I wanted to meet Titus, but this is okay, too. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to you anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, she's very, very calm in her insanity.
Amara was like, don't underestimate me, Stephanie. She was like, oh, never.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on
never
now.
Stephanie's
again.
Like, girl, stop it.
So, do y'all think that... Oh, so you want
to
say something?
I was about to ask, because I wrote this quote down, because it really stuck with me, where the mayor had told Bella, he was like, the thought of you... screwing someone else makes me not want to touch you. That seems so arrogant.
He is arrogant.
That just seems
it's
so
arrogant.
It seems, now, let me just finish my sentence. I'm gonna say, it seems so arrogant, but so hot at the same
time.
If I wouldn't go lie to you, I was just like, whoo, okay.
I think she is the only person in his life that he can have some control.
Yeah.
Everybody else is controlling him, how he got to become mayor, his publicity, what he does when he's outside of the office. Yeah, ooh, so she's the only thing in his life or person in his life that he can control.
Absolutely.
But I just want to say, I don't want to make sure we're not beating a dead horse, but I do want to say, in my opinion, she's not playing her role smart. to me.
Who, Bella?
Yes, he's paying for your house, mm-hmm. right? Oh, you're very much so dependent upon him. And not only are you bucking the system, you're over there taking videos and photographs, and now you're trying to piss him off by being with a guy he don't want you to be with.
Right.
And your whole livelihood is dependent upon him. I just don't think she's moving in a smart way. I think she, like somebody said in this group chat, she's going to be the one to die for the season.
She,
he is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the entire
Simone
family.
In the group chat said that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I agree,
but
y'all.
I think she's acting like a scorned at this point woman. She wants what she wants. Her ambition is him.
Yeah.
They have a family together, but he's just not present
exactly.
all the time.
And it feels,
so
yeah.
she's acting in a way to... She's acting out. She's acting out.
Right.
So this is for her way of acting out to get... Exactly.
You better get back to number two.
And he hasn't quite yet put her in time out, which I feel like is coming soon enough. But she's acting the way that anyone would act when you feel like you are in love with someone who's not there.
A goofy.
Yeah.
So...
When you want to be a goofy.
So my next question... So are you guys saying... Do y'all think Evan loves her? Is it love or is it lust? Because she thinks that he's going to marry her and they're going to have this family. Do you think that he loves her or is it just lust?
I think it's a whole lot of... I'm going to repeat.
I think it's
one person he can control. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I say I think he loves to control her.
Yeah.
I don't think he loves her. I think he loves to control her.
Control, period.
Yes.
She just happens to be the person here now. They have a son, but I think he just likes whatever he can or whoever he can control.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is.
Yeah. Goofy. You know.
Simone says Bella is a bird. She depends on Evan too much. That is so true.
For that bread. Because that's what birds do.
Yeah. They like to eat bread.
Okay. All of it.
Well, you know, Bella is busy. Like we said, you know, Mayor Lancaster isn't her only option because she keeps it in her back pocket because she's also talking to NFL Bay. So, you know, that's who she calls on after Mayor Lancaster doesn't agree to help her. So he catches both of them two together.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all think, well, we seen that, you know, we seen Mayor Lancaster get a little bit jealous.
Okay.
But do you think that if she keeps on talking to other people that he will slowly but surely stop funding her?
Absolutely. When she had hugged him and she was turning and doing like the little princess Tatiana thing, and the picture I showed him showed up, I almost peed my pants. I was like, damn, girl, you lost your apartment. Like, what was you doing? Like,
not you done lost your apartment.
You know, like, you done did too much.
Right. Blocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And locked out.
Okay.
I'm at a table full of women.
Come on,
so
just
please.
Say it.
Okay.
You
know,
okay.
I'm
ready.
Okay.
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 Ready.
Okay. Play your role, but play it smartly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know that you're not number one. You know you're fully dependent upon this man. That's what you choose to do. That's what you choose to do. Don't go bucking the system and still trying to eat off the system at the same time. That's not how that works. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Right? So he's already told you what his boundaries were. He's already told you he don't want you to see you with this man. He already told you he don't want you out here fooling with this man. And now you're around here hugging him in the middle of the daylight. Girl, that padlock would have been on that door as soon as you got home.
So what is how's that referred to women specifically? Or are you just...
I'm just saying, because I want make y'all think I'm just attacking her for being a woman, you know.
No, I feel like she's a bird.
Okay.
Simone, whoever called her a bird,
yeah,
she is
Simone.
What
yeah.
she is. Mm-hmm. You decided to have that baby with that man who's married.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Listen, ladies.
Did she create that baby? She
ladies.
Didn't create it by herself.
But,
and I feel like for those of y'all who are saying she's maybe leeching, she got everything set out for her, she's not doing anything on her own. If I was in her position, and the man that I wanted to come and assist me and help me, put me on the back burner as usual, and I know I could call somebody else to get this done so that I can get my clothing line to different vendors to get it in popping so that I can make my own coin. Then I'm going to call whoever it is.
No,
short-term and not long-term game. Because the short-term person ain't paying your bills.
But
he got
NFL money. Regardless if he's retired or not, he could be. He could be the next.
How you going to dig in somebody else's coin bag and you can, just because you can't fill up your own? If my man is married, he's married. So that means you need to find your own whoever.
Right.
You can't go into someone else's home, regardless if you like her or not, and then go and say, okay, well, I want what's yours because it's valuable to me. Because clearly you can't get nothing together with her or him and the other guy. The baller. Football player.
And we'll call him NFL Bay.
NFL Bay. And
NFL
low key, Bay. I think he's gay.
Woo!
I think he's gay. Ricky! But whatever.
Oh, okay.
I do.
What?
I do. Just like, listen.
What in the world?
I do. Listen,
she dropping gems.
If it don't come out, then swish slap me. But when they did that table pan, he was looking a little sus, and I felt like the person he was looking at was the mayor. Jeez. So in my the conversation that they had at the park was real. I don't know.
It
was,
Rocky.
There's something that I'm feeling.
Those predictions are off the chain. Everyone, let us know in the live chat what you guys are thinking.
Listen.
So, you know, we'll table that. But for right now, we
somebody agrees with her.
Hey, listen. When it comes out, just say, Rocky told you. Okay. It's some sugar in that bowl.
Goodness.
That's all I'm saying. It's a little sweet.
Oh, you have a fan, yours truly, Mia. She said that the live chat is poppy and she loves the Max Man.
Thank you guys. I'm going to reveal myself pretty soon in a couple episodes.
But it's okay, because y'all was hating last week.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. So, y'all, we're going to have to stay tuned to figure out about this NFL ban if he's bisexual and
sexually fluid.
We have to stay tuned. Okay, now listen. But we do know that Bella and Mayor Lancaster have a son together. And that was some hot tea. Now, I'm not going to lie. I assumed that was his son. So when he actually said, oh my God. I had a feeling.
Yeah, I did too. When she came back with his umbrella, I was like, oh, that's his.
That's his baby. I had a feeling.
Yeah. At first, it felt, because I don't know.
It felt too cheesy to me to think that.
Yeah, I thought he was being petty. Like, father's home, like something like that.
Yeah.
At the same time, who knows? Yeah. It's only episode two.
Only episode two, and
that would be the thing that Robin gave Stephanie have a problem with. Not the mistress. But the mistress. Yes. It's never the mistress that women have problems with. It's that you had a bae, you produced a spawn.
I have problems with all of
infidelity. I was going to say, I think it's all,
baby or not.
Yeah.
Babies are, go ahead.
Blocked.
Babies are definitely a no-no when you step outside the marriage, okay? But when you decide to have a baby with the girl, that's trifling. Trifling.
In 5 years?
Trifling.
That should have been her security card because...
Child support?
That's what I'm thinking, right? Why you got to do the videos and the pictures stuff like that?
It's something greedy. We get a little greedy sometimes.
You know, I don't know.
But, you know, it's okay, though.
The whole circle is suspect to me.
Yes.
Her mother works with his sister at their family restaurant. Mm-hmm. Mother's not saying anything at least the father and the sister, about her daughter, who has a son by their mayor, son Come and on. Brother.
Unwavering.
And they all, it's just too, that whole circle is too
it's
much
weird.
For me.
It is.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody. I just have to move.
Yeah.
They say Atlanta is small, but I don't think it's that
small. Girl, you from there, you know.
That's
you small. From there.
Our counties are huge. We ain't that small.
Yes. So before we go into the next topic, Rocky, you got a message for our viewers?
Yes, I do have a message for y'all. AfterBuzz fans, BHL fans, Popcorn Talk fans, all of y'all fans, okay? You need to tune into us. The reason that we're here right now is because y'all have to like, subscribe, 5 stars, do all that jam so that we can continue to be the ESPN of talk, and you know it.
Yes, thank you. And we appreciate you guys. We love you. We love talking to you guys. Our live chat is popping, okay? If y'all not in it, you need to get in it. Now, going on to the next topic, let's talk about Stephanie and Amara. Stephanie, of course, played by Robin Givens, and Amara played by Essence Atkins. So, Stephanie texts Titus. Now, before we get into what happened later on, what did y'all think Amara was texting back when she unlocked Titus's phone to text Stephanie back?
I don't know. I don't give a damn. She annoys the mess out of me. Her character is so, like...
Amara.
Yeah. Mm. She just her character annoys me because it's like, you made a mistake. She's so insecure. That's the word.
She makes plays the victim.
Yes, and I do not like that part whatsoever. Yeah. And it's like, if you're going to run this race, run it with some big girl panties on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, we now know that she's the one that Stephanie broke off with the mayor and then, or Titus, I'm sorry, broke it off with, I'm confusing their name.
So, you're right, Stephanie did break off with Titus for whatever reason.
Right. And so, Essence kind of stepped in, even though
that's
still girl code. You broke girl code because you knew that this person cared about this other person, and you decided to step in between. Regardless if it was how much time, I don't care if it was months. If you was my homegirl, you know that this person is off limits.
Do you believe in that code?
Absolutely.
I don't mean to just jump in there. The code thing is not the problem for me because I don't believe in that. Right? You gave him up. You should be fine. He's back on the market, or she's back on the market. Right? Now, what I'm not gonna do. Why are you looking at me sideways like that?
What you about to say?
Listen, okay, wait. To me, why you care if you gave him up? If you over him? If you over her? What's the problem?
But no, that's not the point. The point is that Amara wants to be like Stephanie. She's following her.
I agree with that.
Style.
I'm saying that, the point that you brought up, that part don't bother me.
It's a matter of respect. It's a principle. I've been here. I've probably been intimate, romantic, okay. You know, sexually, whatever type of thing. We went on coffee drinks. We've gone on vacations as Boo and Bae. That, well, I have history there. And you need to respect that history as my friend.
Y'all, hold on, time out. I'm so sorry. They just dropped some breaking news in this live chat.
What?
Somebody said that they don't think that the son is his.
That's why she was filming.
Bella is lying to him and making him think that's his son.
I don't think that's his son either.
So she had somebody else on the side and didn't reveal.
Well, but that's Gail Freeman. Gail Freeman said that that is why she is filming him. The son is not his. That could have been why she still needed collateral, because then she wouldn't have been able
to. Bella will be on the show in about a couple of weeks. I'm going to remind you guys. We're going to ask her all these questions. Erica Page will be a special guest, guys.
Bella, is it yours? Is it his? Tell us.
These men sleep awfully hard. I know it's a TV show and it's a lot of acting on them, but enough for you to take the covers off of my body and take a picture of my genital area. You was all the way asleep through that. And then for you to move my arm, and then Amara and Titus, for you to move my arm to get my fingerprint to unlock my phone. That's
yes,
just,
that was see, deep. And I feel like I'd be the type
to have covers on this phone.
I'd be the type to have an alarm set at like 3 a.m. for stuff like that. Like, or sign you a waiver before you enter my room.
Hello.
Yes, before you enter their hotel room, they have girls sign waivers.
So that's most.
I got somebody at home.
But that's most entertainers.
Oh, baby.
Friends.
I'm just playing.
Aries gang, we could be besties. Slaughter gang. But like, no, not even. But I mean, of course, we all work in Hollywood.
Yeah, we all know. We do her.
Okay. Also put it out in an article.
Well, we find out that Amara had basically set up the date with Stephanie, acting as if she was Titus. Now, I was a little bit surprised. I thought Amara was going to mention to Stephanie about her knowing about the mistress. But Amara didn't reveal that to her yet. Because remember when she was speaking with the councilman, Hamilton? He told her that Mayor Lancaster had a mistress. So I thought that Amara was going to drop the bomb to Stephanie. But I think she's saving it.
Oh, yeah. That's too big of a bomb she'll ace a spade right there. Yeah. Too big of a bomb to reveal at the beginning.
Especially when she's new coming into this game, and they do run circles around a little bit. She has to keep something to herself. So I was, that one thing, I was like, okay, girl, you did right. You did right.
I feel like the only strong women in here are Stephanie and Rondell.
Honestly, no. I think, I don't believe Stephanie is a strong woman. I think that's a
cover up.
Not a cover up, but a decoy. I guess cover up shit. I think the mom, but here's the thing, I think her mom, Mrs. what's Stephanie's mom's name?
Mama Carlisle.
Yes, Mama Carlisle. I think she's the strong one, because at the end of the day, when I saw her in the beginning, I was like, she is not as sweet as she's leading on to be. You don't be with somebody that vicious for that long and either A, don't pick up no tips, or B, you're not vicious yourself. So when she had pulled out the car, that it was her that sent those goons out there, that didn't shock me. Yeah. It was like, I was just waiting to see it. I was really waiting
to see it. That whole Carlisle family is sneaky. It's like, it just, everything just runs in a family. From the mama, daddy, on down to Robin.
That's how generational curses.
But that's,
being sneaky. There
we go. Simone and a group in the live chat, she says, there's a female code. Okay, I'm not a female, but Amara took Titus from Stephanie while they were still dating, but Amara over there paranoid because she thinks he'll do it back.
Exactly.
Which that could be it. But I'm not a female, so.
So back to what I was saying, basically, Stephanie and Titus was together, okay? Amara's like a little sister. She wants to not be like her, but she wants to follow in her footsteps. She joined, basically, so Stephanie put Amara on.
Okay.
She let her join her sorority. Like, she put her on to have it, and then all of a sudden she took her boyfriend.
Yes.
And the only reason that Titus followed through with the late relationship is because he thought Amara was pregnant. Well, Amara was pregnant, but she lost the baby. That's why Amara was like, well, would you still be with me if you found out, if you knew that I wasn't pregnant?
I hope we find the backstory on that, though. I don't think Stephanie is the type of woman to take anything from. So I feel like hopefully we find out that backstory and how close of girlfriends they really were, so that we can actually get her on the girl code of not going and dating my homie
or
and
then
my
boyfriend. It could have been the guy. It could have been him.
Yeah,
right?
It could have been.
Yeah, we just blaming her right now.
You know, I have a question. Okay. So I want to know, do you think Titus will cheat on Amara with Stephanie, like on his own, or do you think that Titus will only do it if he finds out that Amara is being sneaky?
Repeat
Do you think that Titus is faithful to Amara? Like, do you think that
he will continue?
I feel like, okay, this is what I'm trying to say. I feel like Titus will be faithful to Amara until he finds out that Amara is being sneaky. Because I don't think that he would go and, you know, cheat with Stephanie.
I think Amara's going to ruin her own relationship. I think her paranoia is going to ruin her relationship. I think her
in
guilt is eating the inside of her. Don't nobody want no paranoid girl. Or God. Don't nobody want no paranoid person. Are you cheating on me? Are you leaving? Can we do this? Why we do it? Girl, you cheated on him and then brought him back to the situation where you already know you was paranoid in. You created this. Mm-hmm. You created this whole dynamic in your marriage.
I
think it's her fault. It's 100% her fault, and her relationship, whatever happens to her relationship, is her fault. 100%. And that's why I think I have a hard time with her, because she likes to play victim when she created the chaos.
Yeah, I do think that he's going to cheat,
But I'm saying, do you think he'll cheat on his own, or do you think he's only going to cheat to get back at Amara? Because I think that he kind of likes Amara.
Whether it's back to get back at or not, you cheated. Mm-hmm. I do think that he's going to... I think that him and Amara are going to get into a big argument, and then he's going to be like, honestly, I've been trying. I've tried for this amount of years. I'm going to move on. And then that's when Stephanie's going to be like, actually, I don't want you, but she's going to probably record or get proof that it did happen and then send it to Amara.
Well, they got a opinion in a group chat. Okay, D_2013 said, Titus is going to cheat with Stephanie after she finds out about Evan's child. And then Simone says, once a cheater, always a cheater. Titus will cheat with Stephanie.
Yeah, I did. I was like, ooh, okay.
Well, I don't believe that, though. I'm sorry, Simone. I think there's a difference between a cheater and somebody who cheated. I think those are two different things.
You would take a cheater back?
If you have the growth.
I believe everybody... You was like, not me. I just believe that people make mistakes, right? We all get in situations. To say I would never cheat, that's like say I would never smoke. I thought I would never smoke weed, but I tried it. I don't like it, y'all. But you know what I mean? But you always get into some situation that you never thought. You know what I mean? It's just like people make mistakes. Now, if you out here spreading the wild, low down, getting the back like that, having kids, paying for apartments, you a full-blown cheater, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's a one time, you come back, you remorse, I was drinking, they called me at the right time, we just fought, I was kind of horny, stuff had happened. You just cheated.
Blocked.
Well, you know, we'll have to stay tuned and figure out more about this situation, because this is real juicy. But, you know, let's just go ahead and take a break for that. So, Mr. Buzz, you got some news and gossip for us this week?
No, it's me with the news.
I'm sorry, Rocky. Rocky.
I got nervous. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Right,
y'all.
I was supposed to have news. No,
Rocky,
have news
you have some news and gossip. Yes. Spill that tea, girl.
Newsy. Since we only have 8 minutes, I had a little bit more.
No.
So really, I just wanted to talk about, and this is going to be a question for you guys too.
Okay.
So Essen Atkins, I like how you guys talked about Stephanie, her interview last time. This time I want to talk about Essen Atkins because she's the co-lead woman. She stopped by a radio station called Rick and Sasha, and she talked about ambitions, dating, and how she hates sex scenes. She doesn't like them. She says that when they do act, they have pasties on, Spanx, and things like that, but it's always very uncomfortable. End quote. It's too awkward. It's the acting part. I have, like, a panic attack every single time. She also says that she did... this was published on June 18th. Mm-hmm. So she said that she shot a sex scene that day before, and she said that the guy got aroused. So she
said... Does that mean? I mean, why, y'all
no,
look
no,
like
no.
it's
natural. Hold on. Let's read the quote.
Was he sexy?
Hold on. So, this is her quote. It happened to me yesterday. I won't name names, but it happened to me yesterday. He warned me ahead of time. He said, listen, I'm married, but I'm a man. And I said, okay. And sure enough, I was in the scene and I had to ignore it like it wasn't there. So, a married man, though. How would you feel if your actor, Bay, was in a scene with a lovely lady, attractive lady, or man, and they got aroused? How would you feel?
Are they getting aroused around me, or am I a wife?
So how would you feel knowing that your man got aroused by an actress that he's
a man? See, I wouldn't like that. However, if it was me that he was getting aroused by me, to me, I wouldn't blame him.
I want to say, for you to feel any type of way about that, you should not either A, allow them to be doing it in the first place, or B, you should not be in that scene in the first place. It's natural. You're trying to make it seem believable. If I was with somebody, I don't care if I attract you or not, but if your body is rubbing up against my body's, I'm getting hard. I'm sorry. That don't necessarily mean I want to have sex with you. It means that you have slightly aroused that area, and that's just natural. And I'm a male. It just happened. The wind blowing,
It's par for the course in the industry that they are in, and that's why some married people, actors and actresses, have to be on set or have in their contracts that they are on set when their partner is in a show, movie, or whatever, and they have sexual scenes for that reason, or that some of them can only be with one female actor one time, no matter if it's a TV show or if it's in a movie, so that there's not repeat arousals, for lack of a better word, and that they can then not have even more feelings acted upon those scenes. But no, I mean, he's a man. It's unfortunate. It's probably highly embarrassing. Essence is a beautiful woman, so I don't know it. Yeah, no.
Blocked.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You would say blocked because you didn't give your opinion. Go ahead.
I would definitely be hurt. Like, I feel like there's a difference between acting and being in real life. I think that you can separate yourself. It's a craft. It's something that you do. It's something that it's what you do as for your job. But yeah, it's kind of like if you have a dream about something, like, would you get mad at your bae for having a dream about having sex with somebody else? I don't even want to know about it. I wouldn't want to know that it happened. So don't even tell me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to move to the top three.
Yes. Can we
move
to the top three, guys. So our top three is the top three signs that you are in a toxic relationship.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Buzz, you got one for us.
Okay, yes. So the number one sign that you are in a toxic relationship is if you have to put their thumbprint on their phone in the middle of the night to see who texted them. That's probably the number one sign that you may be in a toxic relationship.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
That means you don't trust your partner. If you got to sneak into your partner's phone, then why are y'all together? Because that means you don't trust him.
Insecurity.
Well, okay.
There's levels, but yes. There's levels.
It is. I mean, come on now.
I was surprised she didn't have his password.
This is such a diverse group.
I was so surprised.
Listen, if I got a sneak and fingerprint, like, come
that's
on.
That's doing a lot.
What?
You're doing a lot.
That means I don't trust you. And if I don't trust you, then why am I with you?
Exactly. But think about the planning that goes into that, though. You got to wait till they in deep sleep. Because clearly he was in deep sleep.
Right.
She literally picked his hand up and then dropped it. I was like, oh, okay.
And
so,
you still didn't wake up. You didn't roll over, nudge. Nothing.
Let me tell y'all, that happened to me one time. That happened to me. Let me tell y'all real quick. Let me tell y'all. So listen, I was, I had a good night. I was a little tipsy, so I was drunk. So I was drunk, of course. So somebody took my hand and had me unlock my phone so they can go through it while I was drunk.
But you were drunk. He's just normal sleep. You was messed up.
But no, but why he going through my phone? He was going through my phone to look at stuff.
Well, no, that's wrong. I'm just saying it happened easier because you were messed up.
So you're saying that you can understand how that can happen. But you had alcohol in your system.
The point is,
it's doing too much.
The point is, stop using people's fingerprints to unlock people's phones. That's the point. I don't care if I was drunk or just knocked out sleep.
The point is, you used my finger to unlock my phone.
So that means that everybody needs to start going through the little maze that you got to do to unlock your phone, because Apple, Samsung, whoever else not coming up with hard enough ways to keep people from accessing your information. So now you got to go through that way.
Yeah, I agree. I suggest you change your password every 3 months.
Like, they make it
work. I forget. But Simone said that's why I'm keeping my Android. People sneak it.
Hello, Simone. Android over here.
I'm team Android. I got this.
You and me both. Oh.
I'm trying to switch.
I got number two.
Number two, yes.
So the second toxic sign that you're in a relationship is when your husband or wife don't come home at night to the point where you have to go to your mama's house.
Oh, I thought these were signs. Like, are these
the signs?
That's the number one. That's the second sign. I mean, if your husband
I'm thinking
home,
about red flags. I'm thinking, like, you just met somebody.
Yeah.
What are the signs that it's not?
Mr. Buzz, he be thinking on another level.
Yeah, okay. I went a lot deeper. Okay. I went a lot deeper. Like, if you
I'm
in
like,
it,
I'm not married yet.
Because here's the thing. I feel like if you in it, here's the signs of this is the problem, that you're in a toxic relationship.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So maybe I should have specified that. This is if you already in it.
Who's going to somebody mama's house?
That's what they did on the show. She went to her. Because her husband went to her.
Yeah.
Listen, okay, number three.
Okay. Okay, and the third sign is when you got to go to their ex-wife, their ex-girlfriend, to go check them about your current man. That's probably the third sign that you are in a toxic relationship.
Wait, when you got to talk to the ex?
Yes.
See? So when Amara went to go speak to Stephanie.
Those are the three. If you're in a relationship, those are the top three.
At all. Because you wouldn't have no time. So do y'all still talk to y'all exes?
No. I don't. For what? We don't got nothing to talk about.
For why?
Why? What we need to talk?
I'm trying to think. Like,
wait, Mr. Okay, I was about to say, Mr. Buzz.
You, why are you still talking to your ex? No.
Okay, listen. Okay, wait. It let me clarify. It depends on why we broke up. Okay. If I was the one to break up, and I had the upper hand, not gonna lie, I probably would still talk to you because it was me who did it. If you broke up with me, I'm not gonna seem thirsty, desperate, and a trap. So no.
What's
I'm
your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm a good ex. I'll leave you alone forever.
Okay, forever. Who are you?
But see, I don't. If I'm done, that means I'm all the way done. I don't harbor no hate, no animosity,
so then
no
you shouldn't
feelings.
Care if somebody messes with your man.
I totally don't.
Okay,
I totally
don't. You can have free
reign. Yeah,
I don't care.
But I would still say hello to you and keep it moving. I don't. Like you're not even existent. Like you don't bother me. So
right,
even if I
right.
did say hello, or if we're in the same vicinity or something, it don't.
All right. No, I agree. Well, let's get into predictions because okay. we got a lot to predict. So Rocky, I'll start with you. Predictions.
You know what? Football gay. Football bay is gay. Okay.
God.
Football bay is definitely on the other side. I do. I think that that's going to come out later, for sure. I think that he's so nice.
You think he's gay or sexually fluid? There is a difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think he likes men.
Okay.
So
all right.
I think we'll get into whether or not, what his sexual orientation is later.
Gotcha.
But I definitely think that he likes men.
Okay.
Okay. So I already alluded to this earlier, but I think Bella's going to be first on the chopping list. She's either going to come up missing or she's just going to be killed.
Okay.
I think she's going to get in her own way of that, just trying to do too much to get the mayor to come to her house, to their home, to their family. Mm-hmm. But I think she's going to be the one on the chopping board first.
Mr. Buzz, predictions?
I think Mama Carlisle is going to pull some big moves. I think we're sleeping on her. I think Mama Carlisle is going to come out as a big game component, and we're going to see that she was really been the ones pulling a lot of strings and not her husband.
Most time it is.
Who do y'all think is going to get the block at the end of the day? Where they're, you know, Rondell. Who's going to take over?
Because
there's so many people who are after it. Who's going to be the person?
I think it's going to be Stephanie and friends and family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some, I think they're going to take over some way, one or another, because, I mean, they kind of get what they want all the time. So, yeah, my predictions, I'm waiting to see more about Amara, because I know she a freak. And I know she got some skeletons in her closet.
Well, when you cheating on somebody, you got to be a freak.
You know, I'm waiting to see the scandals
like
with Amara, because I know she's not no good girl.
I'm waiting for some Damien and Colin.
I know she's not
up.
No good girl. Well, guys, that basically wraps up our show. It was so lit today.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Time.
Rocky, where can we find you at?
You can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Tequila, where can we find you at?
And you can find Tequila at Tequila_IAM on all social media.
And Mr. Buzz?
I will be able to reveal myself in about 2 weeks. Until then, you can contact me through AfterBuzz TV.
And everybody, I'm AJ. Follow me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl. And check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks. And that's it, you all. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.